A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. And this is Gibbs Dube. I am in Maryland, and my colleague, Marvelous Mtanganyahuye, is in Washington. Marvelous.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. I'm Marvelous Mtanganyahuye, reporting here from Washington, D.C., because of the coronavirus pandemic, which is ravaging the world and Zimbabwe. As you know, this is a pre-recorded program, so we will be coming in from time to time. The figures we may be sharing here might have changed by the time you actually watch the show. So Zimbabwe currently has 46 people that have tested positive for the coronavirus and for death. But there's also good news. There are 18 recoveries, those that have actually caught the coronavirus and actually survived from the virus. What is it like worldwide, Gibbs?
So when we look at the figures worldwide, Marvelous, there are 4,731,987 cases as we speak right now. There may be more than now, you know, more than that, because, you know, figures are increasing every minute. So then out of these people, 315,496 have actually died. And some have recovered. There are above a million people that have actually recovered. In USA, we have 1,486,742 cases. And out of these, 89,564 people have died. As you said, Marvelous, there are 46 cases in Zimbabwe, 18 recoveries, and 4 deaths. So it seems as if the number of people that are contracting coronavirus COVID-19 is increasing in Zimbabwe. So as we speak right now, we know that there are serious issues in Zimbabwe concerning the alleged abduction of 3 MTC activists by suspected state security agents. And there's a lot of there are a lot of things going on. And so now I guess we've got the father of one of the women, but we'll go back to that later on. So, Zulukandaba, Lingani Njani, Lapel Kona, Tina Spinle, Lapa Gemina. He said, Maryland, Omuyawami, Umavela Sintanganya, Uye, Use Washington, D.C. Nema, coronavirus, COVID-19, as the Venzelema office in Silapa Nakaya. Koto Gensel, Pagule, Lakonoko, and Fisukuti, Libewas, the coronavirus, COVID-19. So, Lamda Skulma, Konoko Kuti, Umta Wonke, Chigere, Sola, 1 to 4 million. Abe Gula, 4 million. As ever, Jom Kutanilo, Kutabe Gula, 300,000. Not 315,000, seven popile. Because we are USA, $7, we have a post 1.5 million. Avalon Kutan Lom. As a popile, but please fill up post 89,564. Lama Vickers, a mother Niwa, he Johns Hopkins University. Well, as Zimbabwe, 46 Avantu, as a Kulum Kutan Lom, 18 as a city, 4 Bapopa, Gunjano Mavis. So one get up.
Aiwa kunawo vangu vakupira muchirongwa chedu nasi tiri kuenderera mberi tichitarisa zviri kuitika munyika uyezve pasi rose panyaya yechirwere checoronavirus kana kuti COVID-19. Pari zvino munyika mune vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi vanosvika ivo 36. Tiri kuona pane vanhu vana 4 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Uyezve panewo nhau yakanaka iri kutambirwa yekuti pane vanhu vanosvika 18 vakawanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichi checoronavirus vakakwanisa kunge vachichikunda. Saka ndozvo zvatichange tiri kuziva ipo panapa. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti pasi rose pakamira sei panyaya iyoyi yedambudziko rechirwere checoronavirus. Tinoona kuti imo muno muAmerica ndimo muri kuti netsei panyaya iyoyi yeuwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere ichi checoronavirus. Munzvimbo yakadai seNew York ndoyaita epicenter kana kuti nzvimbo iri kuwanikwa iyo ine vanhu vakawanda vari kubatwa nechirwere ichochi checoronavirus. Totarisa pari rose kune zvatiri kubva kutambira kubva kuJohn Hopkins University. Imo muno muAmerica vari kuti ivo pasi rose pane vanhu 4.7 million vakabatwa nechirwere ichochi, 315,000 vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya. Asi muAmerica matiri imo muno pane vanhu 1.4, nearly 1.5 million vabatwa nechirwere ichochi. Uyezve vanhu 89,000 zvichidaudzira vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura. Tichange tiri kukurukura zvakare pamusoro pezviri kuitika munyika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Tichitarisa isu nyaya yekupambwa kuri kunzi kwakaitwa mamwe madzimai matatu ebato reMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano. Uyezve tine baba vevamwe veavo vakapambwa. vachange vari kukurukura nesu tichionesana kuti zvakamira sei pari zvino vari kunaya here asi pane nhaurwa yavari kutaura kuti panzvimbo iri kuchengetedzwa pachipatara apa nhasi pamuka paine mapurisa nevanhu vakawanda asi baba vemumwe akapambwa vachange vari kutaura nesu vachitiudza isu kuti zviri kufamba sei pari zvino uyezve zvii zviri kusangana nemwana wavo uyezve nevamwe vari kunzi ivo vari muchipatara pari zvino saka zvimwe zvinhu zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano tichionesana nenyanzvi nevamwewo panyaya iyo yechirwere checoronavirus kuti chirwere ichi vanhu vari kukurudzirwa ivo kuti ngavagare kudzimba ngavapfeke mamaski saka tichange tiri kunzwa kuti saka pari zvino zvakamira sei panyaya iyoyi uyezve tinoona kuti muzimbabwe pari zvino nyika yakapuhwa iyo mavhiki maviri kana kuti 14 days takaudzwa isu kuti nyika iri pakuvharwa indefinitely zvinoreva kuti pamavhiki maviri ega ega mutungamiri wenyika anenge achizoya achitaura kuti zvakamira sei tanga tichangobva nyika yezimbabwe kunge yanga yakapuhwa 14 days asi pano vari kutaura ivo mutungamiri wenyika kuti vachange vari kutarisa every 2 weeks kuti vovhura nyika here kana kuti kwete ndozvatiri kutaura kiti
kunjalo ke marvelous so ke siyabona kuti kukhona okunenge okwenzakala ezimbabwe omuhle okunye kwangikhona ukuthi phela izimbabwe sokule extension khona okuthiwa yi-lockdown so sokuthiwa ku-indefinite so singazi ukuthi indefinite kutho ukuthi sokumtshokotsho vele ukuthi akusalungiswa asikwazi so ke engibonayo ke ukuthi kuyahlala kunjalo njalo kuthiwa kuyabe kureviewa after every 2 weeks kutho ukuthi kuyahanjwa sibili singazi abantu bevalelwe khonapho ukuthi kaba soze bebhonkolwe kumbe bazabhonkolwa na so ke marvelous I had an exclusive interview with the deputy minister of information and that is Mr. Energy Mototi. He was talking about the alleged abduction of the 3 MTC women who include Johanna Mamombe, who is the Harare West member of parliament, Cecilia Chimbiri, and then Nesai Marova. So according to the deputy minister, these people are faking abductions. So let's listen to what he said about all this.
Of things that are happening in Zimbabwe.
So, sorry. So let's hear him saying something about some of this.
There is a lot of things that are happening in Zimbabwe. And one of these things is an opposition which has failed on the election front. To win an election, it started with Morgan Tsvangirai himself. He couldn't win an outside majority to form a government. And that led to that GNU. That legacy has continued with Chamisa as well. He has failed to win the hearts of the Zimbabwean people. He has failed to convince them that he can be a leader, an alternative leader against ZANU-PF. Now, the opposition and other enemies of the government, they are now coming up with some strategies that can then entail the international community to fight the Zimbabwean government directly, seeing that on the election front they cannot achieve a regime change. So these abductions are being used by opposition leaders to ensure that the government has a bad image, government is seen as torturing its citizens and breaking international law. And they hope that this will trigger international powers or foreign powers like the U.S. And other hostile countries into not only imposing more sanctions, but also deciding on a military intervention against Zimbabwe. And they are entertaining these hopes, hoping that one day there will be a military intervention by foreign countries in Zimbabwe, something which we know is never going to happen. What we are doing as a government is that we have stood with the constitution. We are working with every Zimbabwean who is willing to work with us. We are working with every international partner or any state which is willing to engage and work with us. So these fake abductions, they started, of course, were with the comedians. Those, I don't remember their names. We come to doctors, that Magombe as well. They were all those stories. And they continue now with an MDCMV. Saying they've been abducted. What these people are doing is that they are faking these abductions. They do their demonstrations, of course, in a very dangerous situation of the COVID-19. So they do that. They check themselves around in the countryside. They put bruises on their bodies, and then they start alleging that they have been abducted by the government, so that the government has a bad image and is criticized by international players. So this is what something that is now well known. If there were some people, they were going to stop this and cooperate with the government.
There you are, Marvelous. This claiming that these people are faking. They go to the rural areas there and then injure themselves and claim that they've been abducted by state security agents. You know, I pressed him in this interview to explain why he was saying that. And then he said, you know what, they can't even arrest anybody because they are fake abductions. So they are fake people being implicated. And he went further to say, it seems as if it's coming from their principals. You know, and I said, no. But imagine you going into the bush there, injuring yourself. Is that possible? And then he described these people as comedians, as actors, so that some outsiders will intervene militarily in Zimbabwe. There we are. So, Zulukandaba, 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 Kuluma, Utige, Lababa, Obatiba, Tunjiwe, Bakamba Manga, Nabantuba Funuti, Ele Zimbabwe, Ungenele, Ibuto, Lemeliga, Unok Chene. So, I think as Uti, in Lapel Kona, the Utolanjan, Konoka Kulmeo, Zulavanya civil. So, Marvelous,
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna va energy mutori vehurumende zanopf vanga vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pekupambwa kwakaitwa madzimai matatu ebato reMDC inotungamirwa nava Nelson Chamisa. Tikona apo vakataura naGibbs Dube weStudio 7 vamutori vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti zvakaitika izvi manyepo vari kuti ivo vana ava. Vanogona kunge vakangozvitora ivo vakazviendesa kunzvimbo yavakazowanikwa. Vari kutaura ivo kuti vanofungidzira kuti izvi zviri kuitwa nebato rinopikisa kuitira kuti avo vakatemera nyika yeZimbabwe zvirango vagowanikwa vachidzoka zvakare vachiunza mauto nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka kutaurawo kwavamutori uku semunhu anga abvunzwa kuti munoona sei sehurumende yeZimbabwe nyaya yekupambwa kwemadzimai ava. Vabva vataura ivo kuti nyanya mudare muzvare Joana Mamombe vataura ivo kuti vanga vari pane vanhu ava nekuti vari kufungidzira ivo kuti vamutori vanoti vanofungidzira kuti hurumende dzekunze dzikaona izvi zvichiitika dzingazogona zvakare kuwanikwa dzichiisa zvirango zveupfumi panyika yeZimbabwe. Saka kumaonero avo aya ekuti ivo semaonero avo vanofungidzira kuti zvakaitika izvi hazvina kuitika pachokwadi. Asi sekutaura kwataita tichange tiri kuenderera mberi tichizeya tichiona kuti zvakamira sei panyaya iyoyi yekupambwa kwemadzimai matatu ayo. Panguva yapo nyika yese nepasi rose vari kurwisa chirwere checovid-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Gibbs.
Yeah, before we go to Mr. Chimbiri, I think we are trying to get him and we've got him, but there are still some few things that we have to work out. We've got another guest, and that is Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga. Is a Zimbabwean based in South Africa, and he's been watching all these things happening in Zimbabwe. Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Yes, G, how are you, brother?
No, very fine. So, Mr. Mhlanga, we see that there's a lot of there are a lot of things happening in Zimbabwe, and one of those things is the alleged abduction of those MTC women. What's your take on that?
Mr. Gibbs, I think you and me, we know the politics in Zimbabwe, so no need really to dwell much on that on my side, because I don't know, but what this other man was saying, what the people went out in the bush to injure themselves, and then claim to have been abducted, it's a bit awkward, yeah? I don't know. There is also this other question, probably, that maybe a lot might have. Uti, who actually found this people?
So apparently it's the father, lawyers, and some MTC activists were actually called by villagers to say their people were dumped at the shopping center in Pindura South.
So just their people were dumped at a shopping center in... Well, it's a bit awkward, the situation I got. I'm not saying they were abducted or they were not abducted. I still have a question myself. Mm-hmm. How were these people abducted? Because it is said that they were demonstrating. Obviously, there weren't two of them only. I mean, three of them. Ne?
Mm-hmm.
There were some other people. So when they were abducted, where was the other crowd now?
So they, I think the police have to explain that.
Yeah. You see, this is where we are not certain as to where the other crowd was and what was the reaction and after that what happened. But also on the other hand, why would the police also have a different statement at first? Then next thing, the Minister of Information is saying this. At first it is said the police admitted that those people were arrested and were at the police station. So then later on, like they changed the statement. Then now nobody knows where those people went and so forth. The whole thing, you know, is actually full of faults. But somehow something happened to these ladies, of course. If at one stage the police said they were at the police station, that means somebody within the military organizations or intelligence organizations took those people to the police station. Then from there, what happened? This is the question now. What happened to them after they were taken from the police station?
Then
you hear this statement that they are faking what? It's strange, Gibbs, yeah?
Yeah, okay. So hold on, Mr. Mklanga there. Let me bring back Marvelous Mklanga. Now we've got Mr. Henry Chimiri. So Marvelous, go ahead. You can ask a question to Mr. Chimiri, then I'll put you through.
I want to send a tukona usitavana wa Henry Chimbiri Baba the mumwe akawani kwa iya chipambuka pamadisimai matatu akapambuka ve MDC baturu notunga miru wanava Nelson Chamisa sakava Chimbiri tunoku chingamiza ipashurongwa mwana wabondi Cecilia Chimbiri akapambuka iye ne mumwa nonzi Netai Marava na Mudare Justina Mamo Johanna Mamombe. Sakarigaiti hende kuna Vachimbiri chiti. Vachimbiri mkati sana nguro kuti kwa kamira sei ikoko panyaye utano we mwana wenye Cecilia.
Mr. Chimbiri, can you hear us? Hello, Mr. Chimbiri, can you hear me? So apparently I think maybe something happened to him. I was hearing him all along. Mm-hmm. I think then something happened. So anyway, let's proceed, Marvelous, and then I think his phone is going to be activated. So it is in a spot where the network comes in.
Yeah, he's actually, I spoke to him earlier on. And he said actually that he's actually at the hospital, but he said there was a lot of drama at the hospital today because his daughter was taken from her hospital room and she was taken, I think, to get x-rays done. But the other two ladies did not know that she had been taken, so they started panicking. Because the police are also saying that they also want to start interviewing them, all three of them there at the hospital. But I hope that we'll be able to get him so he can come and explain. But he was saying the network is bad, but he would like to continue talking about the fate of the three ladies so that their story is not forgotten. Because he says the situation is very bad from where he was today.
Yeah, so I think we'll try him as we go, but you can proceed. Maybe pose a question to Mr. Mklanga. Mr. Mklanga is in South Africa, so go ahead.
Maybe Mr. Mklanga, what's the lockdown like there in South Africa? How are you spending day to day?
Okay, let me bring him. Let me bring Mr. Mklanga. Go ahead, Mr. Mklanga.
Okay, we are still on level 3. I mean, on level 4, and the government is proposing to go to level 3, which is a bit relaxed than the level 4 and 5. But when we look at the numbers in terms of infections and deaths, the numbers are still growing. I think as of yesterday, on infections, it was about 15,000 something. Then on deaths, it was 262. But there is also a good number of recoveries, I suppose, about 7,000 something as well.
So looking at what is happening in South Africa, Mr. Mklanga, when ubona kwakho ubona ngani abantu baphila ngani? Sizokuthi abantu bahlupheka abanye sebazi babuyele ekhaya. Kuhamba njani khona?
I'm not going to lie and say I want to pay. But the thing is, you know, it affects people who have already been on the back foot before the lockdown. So, and the people who do ama daily, what can I say, hustles, about in present journalists. Fine. I'll take my own situation. I mean, I'm doing my own business, so I'm not employed by anybody. It's getting tough every day because where we usually stock or get our stock, most of the places are closed. And on the other hand, you find that you can't sell, you can't buy. So we are just stagnant. Then for those people who were already on the back foot before the lockdown, yeah, it's quite tight. And some people, they are saying they can't get the money even to pay the rent, whereas the landlords will tell you that the bank is getting the money from me, maybe like the for the bond and so forth. So I'm not going to listen to your story that you don't have money to pay the rent. Whereas there are some also with good heart who are saying to their tenants, okay, we understand your story. Maybe we can make an arrangement as to how you're going to pay, because the law also allows in South Africa that if you can't pay, maybe like the situations like the one where we are, you can actually make an arrangement between the tenant and the landlord. They can make an arrangement to pay maybe with the outstanding within a certain period, so let's say 3 months and so. But still, as long as people are not at work, some people will continue to find themselves really going on the back foot. So but generally, that's how it is.
Okay, hold on there, Mr. Mtana. Marvelous, you can continue there.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kuunzwa kune chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa vachitaurawo kuti kwakamira sei panyaya yelockdown. Vari kutaura ivo kuti vazhinji pari zvino vari kutarisana nedambudziko renyaya yekubhadhara marenti nezvimwe zvakadaro sezvo vanhu vakawanda vari kuita
So, I think we've got Mr. Chimbiri right now.
Let's go for it.
Yes. Mr. Chimbiri, how are you? Yeah, can you come close to your phone? No, it seems as if we are a little bit far. Come close again.
I'm closer now.
Now we can hear you.
Yeah, that's better.
Yes, so tell us, we hear that there was some drama today at the hospital where you went to look for your daughter. What happened?
I was not informed. I just heard that my daughter is just being taken by an ambulance. And when I found some police officers.
What was the police officer doing there? So I think his phone is connecting and reconnecting and stuff like that. So meaning that his network is not too good, but we'll continue on trying to get him. So so as you hear, so what?
My daughter into an ambulance, and I was not told what. So there were three officers, one woman and two male detailed police officers who got inside. And then I pushed my wife inside. I had to follow it again. So I followed that, but I lost it when we reached the GC coronavirus checkpoint, the ZBC. But the ambulance didn't stop because it didn't take another lane and it's not stopped. I then need to follow it the other way around through Douglas Box along Coventry. And then I caught up with it. And then when I phoned my wife, she told me that she was at the Leopold Takawe, the corner in 50th Street, at Dr. Jim Gray, Oscar. Yeah. So we were all worried because we don't know, we don't trust the police anymore, and I don't trust them. They are a dishonest organization. So I don't trust anyone who's called a police officer right now, and I don't like them.
Marvelous. So he says he doesn't trust the police anymore. And
yes,
he was worried about the voter, yeah.
Until this is the new government, this government, police officer, I don't trust anybody. They are all dishonest. They lie. They lie. They want to be human.
Okay, hold on, Mr. Chimbiri.
Vachimbiri, mungati tsananguro kuti zvafamba sei pama ngamwaenda kunoona mwana wenyu nasi.
So you can say that in Shona, what you say? Marvelous is asking that question.
Maprisa wakaruwa wana vedu. nokuti vana vaive nesasi nekuti mapurisa kaachinga amisa vanhu kana vati mune mbusa vanoenda kustation vakaenda navo kustation ini ndakataura naona 3:48 quarter to almost quarter to 4 vachiti ndinasungwa ndiri pasendero police station paharara patakuti kutaun ndikati ndakuya ikoko zvanu aiwa mira ivhiti hapana nyaya ndofa is a small issue vari kuti hatina mamani irike macoronavirus mask asikaatina asii quality zvino ndakada kutitaura kuti nyaya yacho ndei only to realize kuti vana vasi kutizabia takuvasaka takuzonzwanzi vana vanhu vakakwindura ndokwavawani nao mapurisa aya akuungana mai asi pavataitsvaga vana ava vanga vasingawani kuti mapurisa aya vaitoramba vaitotituka inini ndakatombozunzwa ndakatodonzwa murumu 116 kusendera polisini vakandiendesa imomo vachitiita kuti iwewe takusunga uraramba uchikonzera nyaya panapa vakutondipa nyaya ndakati uraaisungaai inuda mwana wangu kupana so you find kuti mapurisa ayo handichavatrust hatichisai navo nokuti aiva iziva kuti mwana anenge ashayikwa anonhuba kurwadziwa kana vari vanhu chaivo chaivo vakaberekwa usinina mai womukadzi havaiita zvakadaro handifungi kuti vakaberekwa nevamunhu womukadzi
okay hold on there yes hold on weare coming back to you Marvelous. Yeah, okay, so let me bring in Marvelous. So, Marvelous, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you.
Okay, go ahead.
Maybe if he can, I don't know if he's able to hear me.
No, you can talk, then I'll cue you in.
Okay. Vashimbiri, panga paina va energy mutodi panapa ve vatore
PF. Hold on, say.
Vanga vari kutaura ivo vachiti zvakaitika izvi aiwa havasi kunyatsowirirana nazvo. Vane maonero avo akasiyana inini munoti chii
so Mr. Chimbiri it seems as if the deputy information minister Energy Mtoti said these women are faking abductions so in a way he's saying it's fake what they're doing they're merely behaving like comedians what's your reaction to that
pathological liar. He's a liar and he's insane. He's insane. He must just go and play Roomba. Yes, he can be a minister because anyone can be a minister. But I think he's insane. His insanity is growing up to become a COVID-20. That's the coronavirus. That he can't talk about that. He must come and see. He's senseless. He does not know what he's talking about. In fact, you can't have a country where you have got a minister of that type of nature who does not know even organizational behavior. He does not know sociology. He is a fake PhD. He's a fake. I don't even want to hear about this kind of thing, Rumba guy. He can't talk like that when I am here. I'm here at the hospital right now. And I'm seeing my daughter in pain and three daughters in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks that nonsense. What kind of drama is that? So this country is cursed. You can't have a country where you've got such a type of minister who has no public relations at all. It shows the background. It shows the head of the fish, how it is. He is just insane.
No, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Can you hold on there? I think Marvelous. You could hear him very clearly.
Yes. Maybe you can ask him to say it in Shona kuti vanoona sei zvakataurwa navamutori in Shona.
So briefly in Shona, what can you say about what was said by Mr. Energy Mutodi, Mr. Chimbiri? Very briefly, but no insults.
Okay. Energy Mutodi, ngazi zvokutamba rumba, atambe kanindo, pfungwa dzake dzakatoipa, pfungwa dzake dzakatofa, musoro make muna Satan. Kana muzukuru wangu chaiye mudiki ane 3 years haaite behavior kana kuti munhu wakadaro anganyepe kuti vana ava vana chavakaita vakafeka idrama drama vana vakakuwara zvakadai ndichitori panapa mumwe asi kudya mumwe asitaura mumwe atorwa neambulensi saka ivo vakutaura kuti ambulensi yatombotora vana china navo kureva kuti mwana haana kukwara idrama rese iroro mapurisa ese ari panapa chavagarira panapa idrama asi minista achitaura zvakadaro uyo munhu uyo ngaasi zvaari kuita zvehuminista izvi vakuru vacho kana vari vanhu vari kuda kuita hurumende ngavayabvise munhu iyeye iyoyo aende kunogara kubhotosoro kwake kugoromonzo kana kuti avhure ministry yemusic kana kuti art festival aapota achita maart festival ematheaters yaakutaura anorwara ngavamurapise mukoma uyo ngavamuendese kunomurapisa
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Can you hold on there? I think you could hear what you are saying. And then I think we're joined by our third guest, and that is Mr. Tsvangirai Mkhwazi. He's a newsman. He's been practicing in Zimbabwe for a long time now. So I think many people have seen so many of these good photographs that we see on
Earth.
Yes. Taking them. He's a gentleman that we all know, and let's bring him on and hear what Tsvangirai Mkhwazi is saying about what is happening in Zimbabwe. Mr. Mkhwazi, welcome to the program.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. So tell us, what is going on in Zimbabwe? A lot of things have been happening in terms of abductions, in terms of COVID-19. Just briefly, 1 minute. What's your take on what is happening in Zimbabwe right now?
I think I'm just here to talk about COVID-19 and the initiatives that we have been doing as a group of journalists. We have been trying to support the frontline staff, which includes nurses and doctors, various people who are dealing with the pandemic. But also we have extended our support to those vulnerable within our society. And this has been going on for some time. We've been getting various support from different, companies, who have been supporting us. And, we appreciate that support we're getting. As you know, that this pandemic is not selective. It affects everybody in our country. And I just felt that it's our duty as this group of journalists who got together to try and get as much support as possible to support the frontline staff.
So you're covering this COVID-19. Do you have any protective clothing yourselves?
Yes, yes, I have protective gear. I mean, as journalists, we're classified as an essential service. So I mean, we have to be exemplary in our, jobs. I have protective clothing, and I make sure each time I go out, I have all the necessary gear to protect myself and also to protect those that I'm. I'll be dealing with as I execute my duties.
Okay, hold on there. I'll bring on Marvelous, and then if you can pose a question, then we'll bring him back. Marvelous, our guest is there, so pose a question to him.
I want to fara kumbo wona wa Mkhwazi togara kuona mapicha vanotora. Vamkhwazi mungatitsananguro kuti ndedzipi nzvimbo dzamanga muri kuenda. Tikuona muri kuenda kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Ndakaona muri kuAppworth nekumwewo. Tiudzewo kuti muri kutambirwa sei sevatori wenhau muchienda kunopawo chikafu nezvimwe zvikwanisiro zvakadai semamask nezvimwewo.
Hongu, tanga tiri kuAppworth zvondo rapfuura. Tiri kutambirwa zvakanaka chose. Pane chikafu chatiri kupa vanhu vari kunyanya kutambura nguva ino yeCovid pandemic. Tine madzimai uye varume vasingakwanisi kuenda kumabasa nenyaya yekuti industry yakavhara. Saka tiri kutambirwa zvakanaka uye vanhu vane zvichemo zvakawanda, and tirikungokurudzira vanhu vari kutisapota kuti varamba vachitisapota kuti tikwanise kupa chikafu, tikwanise kupa chikafu kune macommunities atiri kuenda, kunyanya kuAppworth kwatanga tiri kukwadzana, kuchitungwiza, kumarondera, kuwedza kwese kasvika tichipa vanhu chikafu nebasa ratinenge tichiita.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Mkhwazi, and hold on there. Let me try to bring in Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga. He has been here for a while now. So, Mr. Mhlanga, nasikhangela ke khonapha South Africa siyabona ukuthi kulo dubo sibe lolukhulu lwendlala. Abantu banganani esizwa kuthiwa ke balamba, abanye sebebuyela ekhaya. Kambe bayenze kuhle ukuthi babuyele ekhaya kumbe kuhamba njani?
Gibbs, abantu bafuna ukubuyela ekhaya yes bakhona ba abanye bathi bafuna ukwenza njalo but iningi labantu bathi abangeke babuyele ekhaya ngoba I don't think ngale kuzoba incedane ngokubuyela ekhaya kangako fine ngale njengokuthi kuyabe kusekhaya lomuntu uzokube ele ndawo lapho angathi hayi ngizocashalana ngizokubhadala irent mhlambe ngizothola ukudla and so forth but abantu abaningi lana hayi abakho prepared ukubuyela ekhaya as such nje ukuthi sometimes abantu abanye into leso umuntu oyiwana angakhuluma into sokungantwa 1,000 people basho kanjalo not it's not true bakhona abanye abathi bafuna ukubuyela for their own reasons but abaningi abafuna ukubuyela
yes so bemfuna
ukuthi ngibuze mina ukuthi kanti okwenza ukuthi kubanjwe laba abantu abayi-3 only that's why ngithe mina kanti what happened to these other people who were demonstrating na laba abantu la?
Yo, okay. Yes.
Engababambanga. Because under the regulations zomthetho, these people were all breaking, let's say the what is this? The rules as corn as a lockdown and it. Then again, I would like to believe what they didn't have. The authority, maybe from the police or whoever is responsible, to say to Bangad, go ahead and get demonstration. Yeah. Why were the police only targeting, or whoever arrested these people, why did they only target Abantu Abai 3? And why now gathering all this interest, Ama police, Isisiya Gcwale Sibhedlela, and so forth? Is it that good laba abantu abenze lokhu vele abazakali or they're just trying to kuvala abantu amehlo? And this guy othi yena people are trying to create a situation whereby international world will come in maybe militarily and so forth. Kuyabheda nje to think i-America wena ingaba ne-ammunition to waste on a country like Zimbabwe right now. When there is even more to look after, like in this case, yeah, COVID, they and our tensions as a South China Sea in Ali. We are better, and you come on with the Gunabanda, our son is cast with Bangal, where it is, but what for what?
Okay, Mr. Mchanga, so hold on there. So, Marvelous, what Mr. Mchanga is saying is that, you know, he's wondering why, you know, these three ladies were actually arrested. You know, among all the people that were actually protesting. I still remember the father of one of the girls, and that is Mr. Henry Chimbiri, once said that they were actually under surveillance. So he said they were actually targeted, and maybe that's why they were arrested and taken to where they were taken and tortured and all those kind of things. So we're trying to bring in Marvelous, Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF, and he hasn't responded, but I'm sure he's going to respond. And Mr. Energy Mtoti as well. I think the two gentlemen, I've been trying to contact them. And maybe in the next 5 minutes, I'll get them. So go ahead and pose a question maybe to Mr. Chimbiri or Mr. Mkwaji.
I think I will go back to Mr. Chimbiri and just say, Banga tipo ere update, kuti Parisino, mwana wavo iwo. Cecilia Chimbiri, Arkun's wife, we are Generango Vavira.
Okay, so Mr. Chimbiri, the question is how is your daughter feeling together with the two others right now?
The three daughters are not feeling okay. The conditions deteriorated since around 10 when the police were forcing to have their interviews so that they investigate. The case which they know that they are the ones, they must be arrested themselves. They are actually restless, and they actually the other girl was vomiting right now as I was just in the room before you called me, and the other one can't even recognize. Joy cannot recognize me. Neither can she recognize the vice president who would come to see her. Vice President Lindeti Kore Karei. She was here. She could not recognize her. And it shows there's a serious psychological, medical problem, which was caused by people who we call the police, who must arrest themselves. Because there's no any other way a police officer can be deployed at a police, at a roadblock, and the head officer doesn't know where they are. Right now, all the police officers who are here are known by name and by number who is at this hospital. So it is a simple routine to just go to the station where the roadblock was and ask who took them. They know who took them, because it was them who were actually a Hollywood play surveillance. And so they went to the station. So what I am telling you is that the police knows very well that they are the ones who did this. I have no any other alternative of saying this, but the idea is that Kemberia Shaiwa in Shona, it means that Aina is the one that has actually devoured the elderly woman. If you fail to get an elderly woman in the morning when you wake up, and then you find the Aina's tomb or waste matter with the hair of the old lady, it means that the hyena is devoured, was eaten up in the old man. So the police are the ones who took my daughter. And they are the ones who took to the police station. And they are the ones who then grievously bodily harmed my daughter. So I don't have any excuse from them. They can try to run up and down the earth. They are being given pressure by their top leadership to change the story. To force them into believing. You can't force a snake to become a worm. So they know what happened. They are very much aware. And even Paul Tembanyati said, we have the three girls, we have arrested them and detained them because they were actually doing a demonstration. So why don't you then hand them to the courts? So the police can't be the courts. In other words, the police... it's no longer the police, because the Constitution says the police facilitate any criminal offense to be heard in a court of law. And I expect the police, since they also have a department of legal, they should have advised each other to say if a person is arrested, he must be taken or she must be taken to a court of law. So these police officers, they are telling me nonsense. It's all utter rubbish.
There you are, Marvelous.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You want to put that in, Shona?
Yeah, maybe just briefly, if you can explain to us how the ladies are holding up, just on the ladies.
Police and do have a quad, and I read Banana tattoo value at Tatina, Banana, and Domans children, but precious to Lapuana, and she's with Nutuka Police. Banana or Guara. But when you are looking at the Nazi store and I start now, yes, Miss Mota Chataura. And the Mumuashwa, Chemberi kashaipwa, kune tsumo yechivanhu inoti chemberi yashaipwa, asi berera vanenge rakanya imvi. Kurova kuti chara chemberi ipere. Saka isu takashaya mwana atorwa nemakurisa paroadblock. Saka
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. Let's try to bring in Mr. Joseph Chuma. I guess he's going to pick our line right now. We are trying to call him, and he had promised that he's going to actually respond on time, and we chat to him. So hopefully we are going to get him right now. And he was attending the funeral service of the late, or maybe memorial service of the late Absalom Sikosana in Bulawayo, and I guess he has actually finished doing that. So, but unfortunately, he's not responding to our call, so maybe he's going to call back. So let's keep our fingers crossed that Mr. Joseph Chuma will actually join us. So now we'll also try Mr. Energy Mdoti, so that maybe he can join us too. So I'm trying by all means to get him here, but there are no responses at the moment. So hopefully I'm going to get the two gentlemen. So now, Marvelous, we are remaining with exactly 8 minutes, 7 minutes. So maybe let's field my last question to Mr. Mtanga before we end our show. So briefly, Mr. Mtanga, I think you have heard some of the issues, you know, concerning a man and his daughter. You know the relationship between a man and his daughter and a man and his son. So I think you can understand very clearly that Mr. Chimbiri is very angry, right?
Yeah, it's so painful, Gibbs.
Yes.
It's not only the father and the daughter, but as long as you are a parent and your child is found in those circumstances,
mm-hmm.
so painful. And I wouldn't really take it lightly. But if only these guys who perpetrated this violence in Jengaleo can really be known, then people take action about, against them, then it will be better than what the police will hide them. Then there will be a lot of stories, well, I'm not pretenses as if nothing happened yet. It's so obvious. This thing, like I was saying, this guy who says, I love about to buy a tongue, I'm a comedian. You know, when it's like that, it actually fuels me anger more than how people might be angry. So some of these statements are really not necessary under these circumstances. But
yes,
it's bad. It's bad. Nobody would love to see his or her child maybe going through that kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, Mina, as a former police officer, Gibbs, I think I would rather maintain or preserve my professionalism. Because you will always be counted in those bad people who are doing that. And, you know, how do you appear in society or, let's say, in the community with that kind of a name, what mouth, which are people like Uzuzwele, no baba, no, it's anger.
He's
not even mincing his words. He's saying it loud and clear. Right now, he doesn't trust the police and he hates them. So, you know, when you are now hated in the community, which you're supposed to police, and so forth. Yeah, it's really, really bad. Very, very bad. I think the police must be professional and stop being partisan. You must be apolitical and serve the nation, not the party or whoever is ruling. But it seems it's no longer the case now, and it's so painful. And really, Zimbabwe seems not to be progressing in the right direction as people would envisage.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mhlanga. Just hold on there. Let me bring Marvelous as we conclude our show today. Marvelous, go ahead.
I think I wanted one last question to go to Mr. Mukwaji.
Unfortunately, Mr. Mukwaji's phone just cut off.
Oh, okay. Maybe to Mr. Chimbiri, if he's still here.
Yes,
he is. Kuti vachimbiri mo titsananguro kuti saka munoona remangwana remwana wenyu rakamira sei parizvino.
So, Mr. Chimbiri, the question is, tell us about the future of your child. You know, just briefly. Go ahead, sir.
The future of my child is now blocked. It is hindered by this kind of disablement where psychological torture is constantly being applied on my daughter. Anything to do with her future is being shattered by the police. If it were not the police, my daughter has got a future. And they know very well, this is why they put them on surveillance. They expect them, if she had actually a problem, they should have arrested the demonstration. Why would you follow them and then arrest the major roadblock if you think it's the problem? So my future, for the future of my daughter, is in disaster. And I call upon the international community, everyone else, to understand that my daughter needs a life. She needs a future. And so is there another who can actually help me so that she comes into terms to her friends? I'm welcoming them. And I'm happy to say you have given me this platform to air my views and air what is inside me.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. We wish to take this opportunity to, or this time to thank Mr. Henry Chimbiri, the father of Cecilia Chimbiri, who was allegedly abducted. Thank you so much. Abducted by state security agents. Yes, thank you. Bye-bye. So we also wish to say thank you to Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga, who is a former police officer, but here he's representing himself. He's based in South Africa. He has got a business down there. And we also wish to say thank you to Mr. Tsvangirai Mukwaji. He is an international photographer, a photojournalist based in Zimbabwe. Sending off his gifts away in Washington, D.C., saying goodbye, but I'm in Maryland. So this thing actually messed me up. So I'm in Maryland. Goodbye, Zimbabwe. Marvelous.
Thank you very much. Tsvangirai Mukwaji, Vangavaka Mira, Zimbabwe, frontliners. Boka re majournalist kana kutatatu nawo vari kubatsira vari kutarisana nechirwere cheCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Ine ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri kutsetsenyura ndiri kumba muWashington DC. Tosangana mangwana pa Let's Talk ngatikurukurei.